Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
For the spiritual renewal of university students, one priest chose a story from the Gospel about the Apostle Peter, who at the Lord's words was encouraged to get out of the boat and walk on the stormy waters. The priest emphasized that this story needs to be remembered often because it shows us an important aspect of spiritual life. Every day brings many challenges in which the Christian is invited to step out of the boat, forward with faith towards the Lord. That priest pointed out several situations from everyday life when a Christian has to stand up to the pressure of secularized society. I think the story from the Gospel shows us well the eternal spiritual struggle that often takes place in the soul of a believer. It can also lead us to remember the moment when we took this step of faith in our life. And this memory can help us to rekindle our love for God. If this memory is missing within our life, or if we cannot pinpoint to a moment of our life that, yes, this is when I took the step towards God, then it should become a reason for us to decide to get back on such step as soon as possible. As a part of every preparation for baptism, the priest emphasized to the parents, godparents, that the baptized child will be nourished by their faith. At the same time, he reminds them that they take upon themselves the responsibility before God to raise a child in the faith so that one day the child will make a conscious decision for life with Christ. St. Theophan doesn't say, you baptize your child, let him decide. He says clearly, baptize your child and teach him the way of faith. So when the child grows up and is willing to take upon the cross of Christ, the child chooses willingly, but not with pressure, but with yearning. St. Theophan the Recluse says that until that moment in the spiritual life is active in a child, but as if it without his knowledge. The child acts in the spiritual life, but as if it were not yet of his own. But from the minute of awareness and decision, the spiritual life becomes the child's own property, not only through grace, but also through the freedom. And St. Theophan does not stop this description. He offers a lot of detailed advice for parents on how to raise a child in this very important moment in their life. Very blessed is the child whose parents try to fulfill this role with full seriousness. However, this is only possible when the parents have reached that distinct moment in their life and when they began to live a true Christian life with all of its characteristic features of their own free will. When they found the moment where they took the step of faith in their life towards Christ. Getting to this point is not difficult. It will come quite naturally. But when it comes, it is difficult to make the right decision at that time. And most of the time, we make the wrong decision. We can compare it to the situation in which the Apostle Peter found himself when Christ called him to come to him on the stormy surface of the water. The Apostle Peter had to make decision to step out of the boat with faith. What have been happening in Apostle Peter's soul is what is happening at the same time in the soul of every Christian when they choose to make free decision for life with Christ. It is a decision for life of faith, a decision full of trust in the Lord's words and His power and will. And with this decision, a true Christian life begins in the soul, in the Christian soul. A missionary priest once shared his story. In one country, there was a custom in one tribe that when the pagan wanted to become a Christian, the priest would catechize them to know Jesus Christ correctly, know the church correctly. Then he said that we baptized them when they were ready. It was always a big celebration, and even those who refused to believe came in large numbers to observe. But an important event took place a night before the baptism. The night before, a big fire was started, and all those who were ready for baptism came to the fire, bringing in their hands various objects of their idolatry, magical objects, images of idols, amulets, and other things. One by one, they then approached the fire and threw these symbols of their old life into the huge flames, destroying their old life, old memories. But the priest said, "Once I observed a young woman. She also approached the fire. She had her hands full of pictures and other stuff. And the moment she went to throw them into the fire, she could not do it. She must have thought, my ancestors lived with these things. My whole past is tied into them. And now I need to get rid of them. But then, if I don't get rid of them, if I don't get rid of all myself or my past, I cannot belong to Christ." So she took the steps forward again. However, she could not tear herself away from these things and return back. So the priest, being a good spiritual father, he approached her and he said, "If you are not ready, wait until next time. If it's difficult for you, think about it and we will do baptism next time." She only thought for a second, then quickly took the three steps forward and threw everything into the fire. And then she lost consciousness and fell next to the fire. And the priest added, "Only those who experience a true conversion will understand the spiritual struggle of this woman." Isn't that the truth? Isn't it that sometimes our whole body rages in anger against us when we have to do a little bit more for God than we are used to? Or when we decide to spend more time in prayer in the morning or evening, and swiftly all these thoughts come to us, what we need to do during the day or evening, and we need to plan everything out, and suddenly we forget about God in the midst of prayer because we have to do things. How can we make the step towards God when He calls us if we choose to be deaf towards Him because we are busy? We are all in this moment where we need to decide what is more important, this temporary life or eternal life with Christ. What things take us away from Christ? What things make us even deaf towards Christ, unable for us to hear Him? And what are we willing to choose to receive eternal life? Do we even want to rekindle our love for God in our lives, or are we stuck being scared to change our life for better? A free, conscious, and firm decision to follow Christ is always accompanied by similar struggles, similar big or small crosses, after that comes God's comfort and help when we accept them. However, without this decision, a true Christian life cannot develop in us, in which we confirm the decision by our daily behavior, not weekly, but daily. So, let us be like Apostle Peter and take that leap of faith towards God. Let us step into the stormy waters with full faith and follow Him. Glory to Jesus Christ.